The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Vince Russo, and this is a show called That's Life. This is the show that I dub the most important show on the brand. Everything else I do, all the shows that are filled with laughs, fun, entertainment, promos, however you want to describe them, all those shows are designed to lead you right here to That Life. Because here on this show, we talk about what's really important in life, the things that matter, the things that can actually change our lives for the better on a daily basis. And I'm going to talk to you today about the one thing that really had a tremendous amount of impact on my life when I became a Christian, when the scales fell from my eyes and I was really able to see this world in the light through which God previously saw this world before man brought sin into the world. And when man brought sin into the world, everything changed for us. Everything. Sin was a game changer. But being a Christian and forming that relationship with God, I really saw what this world was supposed to be like. And guys, listen, let's face it, man. I clearly was not doing my part. And I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up, as you're not going to sit here and beat yourself up either. Because we live every day in this world and we are influenced every day by this world. We are influenced by other people. We are influenced by media. We are influenced by money. We are influenced by toys. We are influenced by having the big house. We are influenced of the importance put on beauty and the importance put on stature and all things like that, that quite frankly don't mean a shit, but you can't blame yourself for that. That is the world that we live in. And these are the things that the world convinces us are important. These are the things that we should strive for. These are the things that we want to become. And when you're living in a world like that, when you wake up in a world like that, when you go to bed in the same world, your mind is going to start thinking that way. And you're going to start believing this is what should be important to me. This is what I should be striving for. This is how I should be striving for it. It's just going to become your way of life, and it's not your fault. Because you're living in the system. You're a part of the system. And it's not until you give in to God, you give in to Jesus Christ, you take your life, you place it in God's hands, that he will show you, as he did me, what was meant to be. This is the way it was supposed to be. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. Everything else was created by man, man's ideologies. Sorry. Man's ideologies. What's important? What's not important? Stepping over each other for power and more money. Kicking each other in the spaldings to get that corner office. the more people you are in charge of, the more important you are, the more powerful you are. Now, keep in mind what I just said. The more people you are in control of. And I've known many people, guys, you hear me talk about it all the time. I know many people in the wrestling business. It's all about power. It's all about how many people are afraid of me. It's all about how many careers and futures and families I have in the palm of my hand. It's that type of power in this world that people get off on. Now think about, bro, think about how God could get off with the power he has. Think about that. There is nobody, nobody, nobody more powerful than God. And if God wanted to use that power in the wrong way, the rest of us here would just be little tiny, weeny, itty bitty, little insignificant little ants. But God did the exact opposite. And I think a lot of people miss this in the Bible. And a lot of people know of it. You all know it. But I feel that this was the most significant moment in time when God came to this earth. And you could read all the accounts of God, you know, through the Gospels in the Bible. But there's one thing. When God came down to earth, God, from the day he came down to the moment of his crucifixion and his rising up again, everything was an example to us. That's what it was all about, an example to us, what he was supposed to be showing us, what he was supposed to be teaching us, what this world was really supposed to be like. It was a lesson. It was more or less God taking us to school. This is what was supposed to be. I've said this many times, bro. When you read the Sermon on the Mount, you will read the blueprint of life. That is coming directly from the mouth of Jesus Christ, and he's telling you how you need to live your life in this existence. Step by step by step, the approach is there, and he lays out everything for you. I remember reading the Sermon on the Mount for the first time, man, and it just changed my life. But the one most insignificant story in the Bible is when God got on his hands and knees with a water basin and washed the feet of every one of his disciples. And even the disciples said, bro, what are you doing? No, 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 no. You are not going to wash my feet. We are here to wash yours. You are the Messiah. You are God. We are here to serve you. And God said, no. It's all about servanthood. And by doing this act, I am going to clearly make you see this lesson. It is about serving other people. It is about putting other people before you. And God proceeded to get on his hands and knees, his little towel over his shoulder, and he washed the feet one by one of every disciple. And that was designed to show us it's all about servanthood. It's all about putting others before us. And guys, I am going to tell you, in this world that we live in, that is the most difficult thing that any of us could try to practice. It is extremely difficult. Why? It's real simple. We've been raised in a world where you put yourself first. We are raised in a world where it's all about us. We worry about ourselves. We put ourselves at the front of the line. Us first, everybody else second. This is the way we've been trained, literally. We don't think of other people first. And God made it clear to us that servanthood is everything. So I want to read to you today a little something about servanthood, and then I'm going to break it down into the reality of life. And I'm going to break it down to you of why servanthood really works and how it really works in the real world. Because I have experienced this. And guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't come on here and BS to you. I am not the best at it. You know, when for 40 something years, you're raised in a world where you make sure you are the most important one, it's difficult to change that mindset. It's difficult to change your actions. It's difficult to change the way that you do business. So you're always going to F up. You're always going to fall short, but you got to get back. You got to get back in the race. You got to get back in the race. You got to get back in the race. So I'm going to read you something first about servanthood. I want to share this with you. It is not long at all. Then I'm going to relate this to real life. Question: what does the Bible say about being a servant? Servanthood. The Bible has a great deal to say about servanthood because the central theme of the Bible is the servant of all, Jesus Christ. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. That was Mark 10:45. When we give Jesus Christ his rightful place as Lord of our lives, his lordship will be expressed in the way we serve others. That is Mark 9:35, 1 Peter 4:10, John 15:12-13. How can we demonstrate love for God? Our love for God will be expressed in our love for others. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. So we will take on the role of servanthood and servants for Jesus' sake. That's 2 Corinthians 4:5. True leadership is servanthood. And the greatest leader of all time is Jesus Christ. Servanthood is an attitude exemplified by Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Philippians 2:6-7. Bro, Jesus came down as the Son of God. He came down as the Son of God, and he was not looking for equality with God, but he emptied himself. He emptied himself of all godliness, taking the form as a servant. The 5 words in the New Testament translated: ministry, generally referred to servanthood or service given in love. Serving others is the very essence of ministry. All believers are called to ministry. Matthew 28:18-10. And therefore, we are all called to be servants for the glory of God. Living is giving. All else is selfishness and boredom. Living is giving. All else is selfishness and boredom. It has been rightly stated, rank is given you to enable you to better serve those above and below you. It is not given for you to practice your idiosyncrasies. I think that's what that is. Idiosyncrasies. Let's serve others by serving Christ. Colossians 3:23-24. God the Father has served us by sacrificing Christ on the cross for our sins. God served up his only Son to forgive us for our sins. Servanthood. God served us through Jesus Christ, and we should serve others by giving the gospel and our lives to them. 1 Thessalonians 1:5-6. Those who desire to be great in God's kingdom must be the servant of all. Matthew 20:26. Guys, I got to be honest with you, man. When I became a Christian at about 42 years old, that was a hard pill to swallow. Serving others, that is the complete opposite of what the world teaches us. The world teaches us that we come first, and everybody else is a distant second. You know, the world creates this rat race. The world creates this dog-eat-dog world. How many times have you guys heard it? Every man for themselves. You know, whoever has the most toys wins. Winning, 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 winning. It's always been that way our whole lives for all of us. So the more and more I looked into the idea of servanthood, I just kept going back to that picture of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, washing the feet of others. That is in the Bible for a reason. Think about that, bro. The most highliest of gods and common man, the disciples, fishermen, washing the feet. Think about that. Just think about the concept of that. That was by design. That was God telling us, you are here to serve, and it doesn't matter who you are and who they are. You are here to serve. And guys, that is so hard. That is so hard to put others before us. It takes a daily practice, bro. But I got to tell you, when I put the concept into practice, immediately, not only did I see my life start to change, but I saw people around me and their lives start to change. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break this down for you from a humanistic approach. Something that I think you can all understand. And this is what I think happened to me. Guys, there are people in your lives, let's face it, we all have them. We all have people in our lives that we just think are a-holes. We don't like these people for a number of reasons. I have people like that in my life. Well, they're actually not in my life, but I have people like that around my life. People that at one time or another, I did have a relationship with, even if it was a working relationship, but because of who those people were and what those people represented and what their moral fiber was, I never really got along with those people. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I never liked those people. I didn't like them. I'm sorry. I just didn't like them. So now you come across God's words and God's model of servanthood. And you're like, wait a minute. You want me to serve these people? Or can I just serve the people I select to serve? Uh-uh, bro. You serve everybody. Servanthood means putting everybody else first. Even people you don't care for. Even people that you know at their very core are just bad people. Those people. Servanthood means everybody. So guys, you got to remember, I became a Christian when I was full bore in the wrestling business. And guys, you hear me talk a lot about people in the wrestling business, man. You hear me talk a lot about the people that I had to deal with. Politicians, liars, greed, egomaniacs, a lot of these people were just not good people. But bro, I can't pick and choose whose feet I'm going to wash and whose feet I'm going to let remain stinky and dirty. That's not what God did. God washed every pair of feet. So I started putting this in practice with these people. I went right at the people at the top of the list. And I told myself, no matter how rude they are with me, no matter how pompous they are, no matter how arrogant they are, no matter how full of crap they are, no matter how much I dislike them as fellow human beings, I'm going to put them before me. And guys, I really made an effort to do that. And I'll tell you exactly what happened. Those people were absolutely flawed. Floored. That's my New York accent. Floored. They fell down on the floor because they knew, wait a minute, me and Russo don't like each other. We have never liked each other. We probably will die not liking each other. Why is he treating me with kindness? So, bro, what happens is once they start asking themselves that question, they start looking within. And basically what they start seeing is, wait a minute, man. This guy is treating me with kindness. This guy is treating me with a smile on his face. And I'm being an absolute a-hole to this person. What is wrong with me? You see, bro, that's what starts happening. When you don't reciprocate their hate with hate, but you rather at least attempt to reciprocate their hate with love, now they start looking at themselves. Wait a minute. Why is he treating me with kindness and respect? And I am just being as rude to this guy as I've always been. Well, what is he working me? What's going on here? What's happening here? So, bro, what you do at that point is you force people to really take a long look at themselves. If Russo's treating me this way, why am I treating him like absolute crap? You start looking at yourselves. Now, guys, I got to tell you, man, it's hard. It's hard. But there's nothing of equal value that I ever did in my life that was more rewarding than this. I could feel a change immediately. I could feel a change within myself. I could feel a change with the other people around me, the people that I was associating with. I could feel it. You know, guys, I got to tell you, to this day, you know, every day I read comments about what a miserable human being I am and a horrible individual I am on social media. I read it every day. But you know what, bro? To this day, I still make positive comments to those people making those negative comments. And I will still put those people over where they should be put over. And bro, I gotta be honest with you. That makes me feel good. It makes me feel good when somebody can feel so much hatred to me. And bro, I'll be honest with you. The hatred felt towards me, especially when on a personal level, I don't know 90% of these people, 95%, 98% of these people, I don't know them. But the hatred sometimes towards me, I understand that is a hatred of God, because I openly and I clearly represent God. And I really do believe that for that and that alone, there are people that despise me. There are people that hate me. There are people that will, do whatever they can to convince you that I am Satan himself. But bro, I got to be honest with you. When I put those people over, it makes me feel good about myself. And it makes me feel good about myself because I know I am serving God by at least making the attempt to put other people over, because it's hard, guys. You're not just going to be able to do it at the snap of the fingers. It's hard. It is one of the hardest things I have to do on a daily basis because of the world that I grew up in. It is just so against the grain. It's not natural. It's not normal. And that's why it's something that I have to institute and practice every single day. But guys, I will tell you, when I practice having the soul of a servant, things change. People change. Circumstances change. Now, guys, the reason I'm bringing this up now is we got Thanksgiving in a few days. Hopefully, you will have family at your house. You will have friends at your house. You will be around other people. Thanksgiving, you're giving thanks not only to what you have and your blessing, think of it as giving thanks to other people, giving thanks to family members, giving thanks to friends, giving thanks to strangers, giving thanks to the banker at the window, giving thanks to the person bagging your groceries, giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. Now is the perfect moment and the perfect opportunity these next few days to put this into play. Put others before you. Ask them about them. Listen. Care. This is the perfect time now to just take on that role as a servanthood. And I'm going to ask you, say a little prayer to God and tell God, this is what I want to do. I want to experience what you experienced when you came down to this earth. I want to have the ability, the patience, the love, the understanding to put others before me. And God, I don't think I could do this on my own. I think I need your wisdom, your love, and your patience to guide me through this. And God, I'm going to turn that over to you now. I'm going to clean myself as a vessel and ask you to fill me as the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you these next few days, show me what it's like to have the true understanding and demeanor of being a server of others. Ask him. But I am telling you guys, you may think I sound crazy. You might think I sound nuts. It is the most rewarding exercise that you will ever put you through. Even if you do it for a day, start with a day. Start with the day the moment you wake up on Thursday. Everybody else is more important to me. Everybody else that I come in contact with, every path I cross, this individual today is more important than me. It's not about me for one single day. You will be so rewarded. And you will be so gifted. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to do it the next day. Now, guys, don't get me wrong. This is sometimes where people get confused. And I can't say this enough. You're going to screw up because you've lived your whole life and you're trained and you're told to put yourself first or else you will get stepped on. You will get taken advantage of. You will get screwed. So you can't turn it on and off. It's a process, but the process has to start somewhere. That one day, take that one day, be conscious of it all day long. Pass the potatoes before you take the potatoes. Simple. Ask somebody how they're doing. Tell me about your job. Tell me about your kids. Ask people. Put them before you. Care. Listen. Do it for one day. All of us, do it for one day. Let's do it on Thursday. And let's go from there. That is it, everybody. That is life. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm asking you, do the exercise. Let's talk about it next week. Let's talk about how you felt. Let's talk about how the receiver felt. Let's talk about that. That's life, everybody. I'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.